Let's bring in our first guest for the hour. We've got Chris Ruppke, Forward Bonds chief economist. Chris, always good to have you on the show. As Emily said, a bit of a mixed picture here with the data we got out this morning. How do you put it all together? What does this tell you about where we are in the economic recovery?
Well, I don't even think you can call it an economic recovery, you know, anymore. Remember the best economy, so-called, in 50 years, late in 2019? Well, we're way, way, way above that right now. I don't even think you can call this a reopening of the economy after the pandemic. We're miles and miles and miles ahead of the fourth quarter of 2019. Wages have gone up roughly 5% per year this year and last year, and that's going to drive spending in the future. And it's a good thing wages are going up because they're matching inflation right now, as you pointed out earlier in your show.
Well, Chris, I got to ask you then, when is the Fed going to tighten? How many interest rates hikes do you see next year? Because I'm looking at your notes, I'm listening to you, I agree 100%. There's a huge labor shortage out here. We're dealing with some really hot economic numbers. The Citi Economic Surprise Index was at a negative 50 just a couple months ago, and it's now at a positive 30. So when does the Fed start hiking?
Well, I guess they're not in agreement. They're still kind of fighting unemployment, joblessness in the economy. I think what's happened here is there's been a subtle shift, or not so subtle shift, in the Fed's mission, where they favored joblessness over inflation, and now they're paying the price for it. They said inflation was temporary, and honestly, there's many times in history where commodity prices go up. They can't keep going up year after year. And the minute they stop going up, that allows inflation to come back down, or at least slow the rate of advance in prices. But boy, they seem to have got it very, very wrong this time. And I think one of the problems I have with their policy is that it sounds like they don't want to start lifting interest rates until unemployment falls back to 3.5%, where it was before the pandemic. Where I remember economic theory just maybe 10 years ago was that the interest rate should be normal when the unemployment rate gets back to normal, or 3.5%. So they're behind the curve. They should have the Fed funds rate at 2.5% by the time unemployment falls from 4.6% now down to 3.5%. They're way, way, way behind the curve.
Chris, you know, we're looking at it sounds like a pretty downbeat assessment here of where the U.S. economy is, at least. But it feels like the one bright spot has been the consumer. We saw household spending up again, although maybe not to the extent we've seen before. Despite all the price pressures we have seen, consumers continue to spend. When do you think that starts to pull back?
I must have read the data wrong. I thought this consumer was going to pull back a long time ago. I think one of the things we found in this economic recovery is that Washington gave out too much money. It started with President Trump late in his administration. He talked about sending out $2,000 checks. And boy, they sent out $2,000 worth of checks, $600 and then $1,400. What they essentially did in January and March this year, the federal government with those checks, was they gave people an extra month of retail sales. You know, they added $500 billion to the system. Retail sales each month is only about $500 billion something. So, I mean, we've never seen the Washington give away so much money. And I think that's why demand is so strong right now. And the consumer still has money. Now, what seems to be driving demand right now, I mean, wages are up almost, I guess they're 4.9% year over year. So it's kind of a wage story as well right now. I mean, don't forget, wages right now, based on before the pandemic, wages are almost 10% higher than they were 2 years ago. That's why you really can't call this a recovery right now. Stocks are way higher than they were in the fourth quarter of 2019. Consumer spending way higher. The only thing that's not quite back to normal is the joblessness rate.
Well, and Chris, your comments about the Fed keep ringing in my head here. If they're behind the curve, if they're behind the eight ball, that means they're going to have to hike faster at some point in time in the future. And when that has happened historically, we tend to get nastier recessions because they got to choke things off and it happens rather abruptly. I'm just wondering how you see the next potential recession unfolding. And I recognize that could be some time away, but nevertheless, useful to think about.
Yeah, I guess using behind the curve kind of implies that they really need to push up rates very fast. I guess the problem is that when you start raising rates, people start to think that economic demand is going to slow and they cut back their purchases, and it could actually cause a new recession or downturn in the economy. So I think they have to be kind of careful here. In a way, I'm being very critical of them, of course. They don't get a lot of criticism, frankly, proper criticism. But, you know, in a way, they've kind of already blown it. The inflation genie is out of the bottle, and there's not a lot of catch-up they can do right now. I don't want them to over-tighten. We're just going to have to live with these higher and higher prices, which, you know, politically is never good for the administration that's in power, the political party that's in power. People are starting to focus more on inflation than they are to the fact that maybe unemployment is still lingering in some areas of the economy.
And that may be why we've been seeing President Biden's approval rating slide here as those price pressures build up. You're quite critical of the monetary policy, but I wonder to what extent the fiscal side can provide support. You've already got the infrastructure bill that's been passed. Potentially, this additional Build Back Better being passed in December. I mean, how much of a bump are we really going to see on the back of that, given that these are very long-term projects that are not going to get going anytime soon?
Yeah, so I guess the infrastructure plan, it's going to play out over years. The Build Back Better plan is not really, I mean, you can argue about it, but it's not really a fiscal stimulus because it's largely paid for. And those numbers are large, but they're also over a good decade, that spending. So I don't think Washington is spending too much at the moment. I know there's concern there on the part of even the president's party here about passing such a large bill. But I don't think that's the primary worry at this point. I don't think that's going to stoke the demand fires in the economy that much greater than it is already. Right now, we have a wage price spiral going here where when inflation goes up, employers have to give workers a break. They have to match their salary increases to inflation. And that's what makes this more and more durable, more worrisome, more permanent, this potential rise in inflation pressures. It's not good for the economy when all of a sudden the price of my home is 20% higher than it was a year ago. When prices are going up, it's not good for the economy.
Chris Ruppke, Ford Bonds Chief Economist. Good to have you on today. Have a good Thanksgiving.